Barron County was the only county in the state to turn down federal and state funding for extra staff to register people for the Affordable Care Act. With the state's health insurance exchange set to open tomorrow, Barron County Administrator Jeff French says health department staff are rushing to keep up.
The staff is working overtime and picking up as much work as possible, and they're being paid for overtime for the work that they put in on the weekends.
Ironically, that same money the county board turned down to add positions is now going towards overtime. Even with the extra funding, French is worried they won't be able to meet registration deadlines.
I don't believe that they can get all the work done, even with the overtime. The governor is projecting there's about 1,880 uninsured people in Barron County that will be eligible to come through the exchanges.
But County Board Supervisor Larry Leff, who voted against adding positions, isn't sounding the alarm. He says Barron County is part of a consortium of counties, so citizens can register elsewhere. As for the funding, he says it's temporary, meaning the county could be on the hook in the future.
And what happens to the money after the 3 years are up? Are we going to be stuck finding the money out of our budget to continue paying for these positions? That was one of my major concerns.
Barron County Health Services Director Judy Demers says she'll ask for two extra staff in her latest budget proposal, but they won't be available until 2014. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.